This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, one of the greatest broadcasters of all time, a true legend, Vin Scully, passed yesterday. And anybody who grew up listening to baseball knows the voice of Vin Scully. Truly one of the all-time greats. They don't make him like Vin anymore. And one of the great Vin Scully moments we have captured for you now. Vin Scully was a great American, and you'll know that after hearing this classic Vin Scully clip on Clip 18.
Socialism failing to work as it always does, this time in Venezuela. You talk about giving everybody something free and all of a sudden there's no food to eat. And who do you think is the richest person in Venezuela? The daughter of Hugo Chavez. Hello. Anyway, 0-2.
Vin Scully.
Classic, all-time classic. I mean, he's even better than the famous one for the Chicago Cubs. Who I'm blanking, I can see Harry Carey. I met Harry Carey many years ago in Chicago.
Oh, he was a character.
Oh, absolutely. But he was more of a character, whereas Vin Scully was an old school great.
A professional.
Absolutely. Who wasn't afraid to say his mind. He couldn't say that today. He'd get fired if he said that today. And why is he commenting on that? Because of how many Venezuelan people were escaping Venezuela, including several that became famous players, including famous players for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, and there were a couple players who recently, when the latest starving people riots broke out in Venezuela, a couple players from Venezuela made statements about how grateful they are to be Americans now and how grateful they are to live in a free country. Media didn't really like to cover that. They didn't really like to give that any attention. But, you know, it's amazing. You're not going to really get any broadcasters like Vin Scully anymore, I'm afraid. You're not going to get the Harry Careys. You're not going to get the Jack Bucks, because all these broadcasters are trained to not say what they see or not say what they feel and just say what's politically correct. And that everything else follows that. Everything else in the training to be a broadcaster now flows through the political correct lens or the political correct voice box, so you're just not going to have greats anymore.
Not at all. In fact, I mean, ESPN has purged anybody who's not woke from being there.
And excuse me, but when I tune into a ball game and I hear a woman and a broadcaster, click, I'm out.
Exactly. Well, especially, they get the worst voices.
They're horrible.
I mean, why not get, there's plenty of women announcers that have good voices that you could sit there and listen to.
And that are good at their job.
Exactly. They could sell the sport well. I mean, like the reporter who finally had to leave ESPN because of all the problems. The sideline reporter was there for like 20 years. Forget her name. I'm blanking on her.
There was Sage Steele. There was Michelle Tafoya.
Michelle Tafoya.
Yeah.
Remember how many, I mean, she was a good sideline reporter.
She was great.
Old sideline, got the information, got the intel. Couldn't stand being there because of how politicized it had become. And that is true throughout all of it. You can't just tune in and enjoy the game. There's going to be some politics somewhere in the game. There's going to be some politics by the end. Now, I mean, look at Curt Schilling. He should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is a guy who was, I mean, came out with the bloody sock.
I think that was fake.
I don't know.
I'm a Cardinal fan, all right?
I'm a Red Sox fan. Oh, I was. I grew up as a Red Sox fan. My family did. So that was the greatest series of all time from a Red Sox fan perspective. Here's one of the all-time great pitchers. I mean, this guy intimidated the New York Yankees.
Two World Series.
Two were with Arizona and with the Red Sox. And yet he can't get into the Hall of Fame. Why? Because his politics doesn't fit.
Because he's a conservative.
Yeah, he appears on Breitbart. Can't afford that.
Yeah.
And so that's, I mean, it's become, and even though ESPN continues to suffer from it, NBA continues to suffer from it. We were talking with Ryan Kittle. He pointed out, I mean, there's been a 75% decline in the NBA ratings in the finals since Michael Jordan's departure.
I won't even watch the NBA anymore.
And that's despite the population going up, not down. So, I mean, that.
But they don't care because they're on in China.
Exactly. Even though China, they'll never satiate and satisfy China. China finds the wokester stuff to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, they don't allow gay stuff.
No, I mean, they don't allow any.
I don't think they really like black people either.
There's a long.
Not in China, unless they're playing basketball.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, their history of racism, their history of chauvinism, their history. I mean, disproportionately, girl babies were killed during the woman child era.
Yep, yep.
All of that. This is not a society to model anything after, and yet
what
it's
was
the NBA chooses to model it.
What was the name? There was, I think it was a Reds broadcast. I think it was Tom Brenneman. They came in early. Do you remember that? They came in early from a break, and he said something about how the city had gone, like, to crap or something. He's like, this city is a hellhole now. And they came to hot mic, and he's like, sorry about that. They fired him. It's true. The city's all.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin infusion, Body Zones of a Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we're back here, hour number two of The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Bob Barnes with you. We're going to play a clip here that I find hilarious. Republicans complaining about Donald Trump and how he uses the money that they fundraise off of his name. That's the ironic part about it. The Republican Party, man. We really need some new leadership in it desperately if we're going to save this country. Before we do that, though, ladies and gentlemen, Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been a top-rated, top seller at InfoWarsStore.com since we came out with it years ago. In fact, it's so popular, we have trouble keeping it in stock. And so if you've been going to InfoWars Store the last couple months looking for Vitamin Mineral Fusion, you've seen that it's sold out. You've had to join the waiting list. Well, it's back in stock. It's a limited supply, but we still have plenty of it in stock. And right now it is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got, I like the way Bob Barnes put it the other day, it's got the alphabet of vitamins in here. It really does get the whole alphabet of vitamins in here. And with most of them, it is over the 100% daily value needed. Not to mention so much more in here that you're just not going to get anywhere else, like the L-glutamine, the glycine, the NAC, the coenzyme Q10, the zinc, the magnesium. I'm just reading off the label here, right off of the canister. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I like mixing it with juice. I chase down my supplements. I would mix a pitcher. If you got kids at home, mix a big pitcher of it, put it in the fridge, and your kids will be drinking Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take the sodas out. Take the toxic energy drinks out. Take the high fructose corn syrup drinks out. Get them out of your fridge. Fill a pitcher of ice cold Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Have your kids drinking that. They'll love it, and they won't be getting the unhealthy drinks that so many others have in their fridge. And you'll be supporting free speech and supporting InfoWars to keep us on the air when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Vitamin Mineral Fusion exclusively available. 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I want to play this clip real quick, Bob, because I find this so funny. I don't like having to sign up for all the notifications, but I do. I get all the Democrat notifications. I get all the Republican notifications. They both annoy me just as much, to be honest. But I find this hilarious. Now, I probably get 10 emails a day from directly from the GOP or Republican this, Republican that. Everybody uses Trump's name, his image, his name, this. I'm sure you see it too, right? And they all have Trump.
Yes.
So now the Republican Party has a problem with the way Trump is using some of these funds. Here's Jonathan Carl explaining that situation, how the RNC is fighting Donald Trump right now.
has been paying Donald Trump's personal legal bills. Some of these related to his businesses in New York. $1.7 million, more than that, just since October. Most recent payment we know of, more than $50,000 last month.
So now they're making this threat. And Republicans really don't want Donald Trump announcing that he's running for president as they head into the midterms where they think they're going to do well.
Yeah, this is really something. A threat from the RNC quietly said, we found out about it, that they will stop paying his legal bills when he or if he announces he's running for president. The big backdrop here is they don't want him to run, announce he's running before the midterms. They want to run midterm campaigns based on Joe Biden and the economy. If Donald Trump announces he's running this fall, it messes with that strategy. So they're saying, you do that, we'll stop paying your bills.
All right, so forget about George Step on All of Us and Jonathan Carl's political takes there. It's about as valuable as a poopy diaper. The story here that's so funny, every email I get from the Republican Party features Trump. Trump this, Trump that, his picture, his, you know, everything. Trump, Trump, Trump. They've been fundraising off of Trump's back since the last presidential election. Now, guys, see if you can pull up how much money the Republican Party or the GOP has raised since the presidential election. I mean, it's got to be like hundreds of millions of dollars off of Trump's name. Now, do you recall when they were first doing this, Trump gave them a cease and desist, and he said, stop using my name to fundraise. They said, basically, F you, we're going to do it anyway. So he said, okay, fine. Well, then I want some of those funds. $1.7 million of probably $250 million that they've raised. $1.7 is a lot of money, but it's a small drop in the bucket.
Well, the backstory on this is the Republican National Committee raised $250 million, $250 million, right after the election to support, they said, election challenges and contests. To my knowledge, none of that money went to the lawyers bringing election challenges and contests.
And by the way, not to play Trump's defender here, because he doesn't need it. He can defend himself. But I see I see a lot of commentary saying, what did Trump do with the money? What did Trump do with the money? It was never Trump's money. The Republicans were basically putting on a Trump mask saying, give me money, I'm Trump, and then just stuffing their pockets.
And I know this firsthand because Trump and people around Trump had recommended me to run the election contest and the election challenges in November of 2020. Talked to Mark Meadows, then chief of staff at the White House. Talked to a range of other people who are in the decision-making process, including the president himself. And then, but Ronna McDaniel controlled it because all the money was at the RNC. So the only people who could make the final authorization for who would do election contests and challenges were at the RNC. And she chose not to hire any of the people associated with our team. And, of course, we know what happened to the election contest. They all didn't go anywhere. And it's because of who they chose, because they wanted to hijack that money and spend it on other things unrelated to the election contest. A lot of people who donated got agitated. And you're right. Since then, my guess is they have raised collectively off of Trump, since he's been elected, over $1 billion.
Well, that's why I went with the 200 or so million, because that was the last number I saw.
That was just
But that was a year, probably like a year and a half ago now.
That was just right after the election. I mean, they've raised hundreds of millions more, and it doesn't count all the money they raised while he was president. And it's important to note all of these legal cases stem from him being president and the Republican nominee. So the Republican National Committee should be the ones paying all the legal bills for all of this.
Yeah, they never backed him in the public square.
Not only that, the other aspect of this is they probably want to, because as long as the RNC is writing the checks, the RNC controls who Trump's lawyers are. The moment those lawyers don't have to depend on Trump, Trump maybe hires his own lawyers. His own lawyers might take a much more aggressive approach, both in the court of law and in the court of public opinion. And the RNC doesn't want that to happen at all. So it's a bluff. They're faking, hey, Trump, we're going to stick you with a bunch of $1 million legal bills unless you keep your mouth shut until after November, because we think it would net help us. When in fact, what would net help us is if actually Trump did declare the ordinary Republican. But this is also a bigger part of a scam that's happening. Kevin McCarthy is trying to suppress the number of good Republicans who win. He wants a majority, but not a big majority. Because the more
Republicans. And not an America First majority.
Exactly. He wants as few America First populists in the House as possible. And he knows as long as it's a slim majority, he has enough institutional establishment votes that keep him and his agenda in power. The moment that we get to 20, 30, 40, 50 plus Republicans in the House is the moment Kevin McCarthy, Paul Ryan, even though Paul Ryan's no longer in the Congress, He is over at the board of Fox News. He is on a bunch of think tanks. He is an old buddy of Kevin McCarthy. They're still running their anti-Trump agenda. They lose their anti-Trump agenda. So the real reason the Republican National Committee doesn't want Trump to go out and endorse and declare his race and say he's running is, as you note, can't be because of the base, because they use Trump to raise all their money. It also can't be because they think he's going to cost them votes. They know he's going to help them get votes.
Most votes of all time for a Republican.
Exactly. They don't want a bunch of Marjorie Taylor Greens and Lauren Boberts and Paul Gosars and J.D. Vances and Blake Masters and Kerry Lakes in office next year.
Now, is that aside from the politics of it, is it an ego thing, too, where McCarthy realizes these people are much more important than me? I'm the Speaker of the House, but somehow they're outshining me.
Oh, completely. I mean, we have an old model that we shouldn't be following anymore. It used to be the Speaker of the House was there because he could raise the most money. Now, because of grassroots funding and what Donald Trump has shown, use Trump, you raise money, all of a sudden McCarthy is useless. So his power base is really gone, and he's operating off of a deception that he has power that he no longer wields. And that's why he wants to keep as slim a majority as possible with as few MAGA candidates running as possible and winning as possible. So the real scam and scheme is keep Trump from getting involved in declaring his candidacy so that they limit the number of Republicans that win office, not to improve the number of Republicans that win office.
Yeah, and I guess the other leverage that McCarthy might have is if you do have a slim margin in the House, his ability to wheel and deal becomes important, whereas if you have a larger margin of America Firsters, they're not going to go check with Kevin McCarthy's approval for anything. He's basically going to become defunct as a Speaker of the House, which really I think the Speaker of the House needs, on the Republican side, needs to be someone who is willing to stick their neck out and make the court of public opinion the political.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Bob Barnes and I talking all the latest news here. Glad to have you along for the ride as Alex Jones is again in court today. We may be hearing from him before the day is done. I will be hosting the War Room, by the way. But Alex may be coming in after he's finished on the stand for today. We'll be giving you the updates there. I want to get kind of back to the Trump thing that we were discussing in the last segment, Bob, and then we can start to move into some of the other news. Because like, for example, Andrew Yang, and I'm glad Yang is doing this. He's starting the third party. You've seen this, the forward party. Thank God Yang is doing it, because that's only going to take votes away from the Democrat Party. That's kind of the way I see it. And so I don't think that really hurts Republicans. But what does hurt Republicans is weak leadership like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. So let's say we start to get some of these America Firsters, common sense, non-squish Republicans in there. I kind of view John Gibbs that way. Obviously, Blake Masters. I think Joe Kent did not win last night. I think he took a...
It's only half the votes are counted.
Okay, so we're not sure about that.
Their ballots come in slow.
Okay, all right. Well, the point is, though, if we get some more people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, he gets back on the ballot last night. He wins in his primary. What is the process of getting McCarthy out of Speaker of the House? What is the process of getting Mitch McConnell out of his leadership roles? What can Republican voters do, or the listeners of this show do, to try to spur that so we don't have a defunct, dead duck Republican majority, hopefully, in Congress coming up after these midterms?
I think it's a combination of continuing to support populist candidates and populist causes in the most informed and intelligent way. Let's look at it as an example, Joe Kent's race. So Joe Kent should have easily been in the top two. And the only reason he's right now in a close third, still a lot of votes yet to be counted, is because they ran a bunch of fake ads pretending another candidate was the Trump-endorsed candidate in the race. Who wasn't? And it was solely meant to bring down Joe Kent's margin.
And was that Republican ads?
A Republican. But it was supposedly Republican. Reality is, or the person ran as a Republican. But the person running did not have Trump's endorsement.
Was it one of the Democrat-funded Republicans that we saw?
It was that, plus there was some other, we don't know fully the scale of where the money came from, but it appears some of it came from Karl Rove and other type groups.
So Democrats.
Exactly. Functionally.
Turd blossom.
And that's what, people need to continue to be more informed. And that was the only reason why the Kansas abortion amendment goes down, the only reason why Joe Kent's in trouble at all, the only reason why I was even close with John Gibbs and Peter Meyer, the only reason why I was even close with Carrie Lake, is because it's clear that the big money, big media influence still has a lot of influence over even Republican primary voters. That's what happened in Georgia. In Georgia, they didn't know who Trump had endorsed, so they ended up voting for a bunch of candidates that Trump opposed because there had been such a swamp of media and money on one side of the aisle. So to counterbalance that, it's doing what the InfoWars model does. It's having independent information, independently sourced by the audience. That's why when the audience goes to InfoWarsStore.com and buys products that make themselves healthier, wealthier, and wiser in one clean, neat step, they're also making the world a better place, because the key is having more InfoWars-type information out there, more models that use InfoWars and replicate it as a template to create their own independent information in their own local jurisdiction in order to counterbalance the influence of big money and big media that we're witnessing create this continued Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell-type dominance of the Republican Party. It's a dominance that's breaking apart. I mean, in Arizona, Carrie Lake was able to break through, but was able to break through because enough ordinary, everyday people got the message out, was able to look past the big money campaign, look past the big media campaign, uncover and discover the truth and put them in. Same with Blake Masters, same with J.D. Vance, same with John Gibbs. But they all faced uphill battles originally and initially because of the institutional opposition they faced. So we need to continue to poke holes in the dam that they are trying to control and gatekeep the information from getting out to the people, because that's the most important aspect of getting a more informed, more self-educated electorate, creates a more self-empowered community and constituency that can in turn elect more MAGA populists to positions of power and influence to get the McCarthys and McConnells out of power.
There's no reason why Joe Kent shouldn't have won that race last night easily. And I mean, the votes aren't all in, but it's not looking good, unfortunately. And the one lesson that I think future Republican candidates need to take away from this as well, you know, it's obviously harder to win a Senate race than a House race, but you look at Myra Flores, you know, she didn't really get much media endorsement or much media coverage at all until she won. Then all of a sudden everybody wanted her on TV. Then all of a sudden you started seeing her, hearing her everywhere. But before that, she really was kind of, underground. I think the lesson to be learned here is, hey, you know what? It's great that Carrie Lake has a huge social media presence. It's great that Joe Kent has a big social media and media presence. I think that's a good thing. But you have to remember, you're running a local race. You can't forget about that. Most people that are going to see your content on Twitter or on Fox News aren't going to vote because they don't even live in your state. They don't even live in your congressional district. And so I think that the social media phenomenon and kind of the popularity contest that comes with this tends to overwhelm traditional techniques and techniques that we know work. You got to remember, you're running a local race. Most of the people that see your stuff in media are not going to vote for you because they don't even live in the state or the district you're in. And I think that that might have been a case with Joe Kent. Now, he did run a good ground game. I think his story is more of a Republican stabbing in the back and not getting behind him. But I think with Carrie Lake, I mean, her race should not even have been close.
Oh, no doubt. And I think it shows the big media, big money influence is still there. And we still have an uphill battle with that. But what the InfoWars model showed was, particularly during the pandemic, how did you all of a sudden have these indigenous, organic, authentic, grassroots rebellions all across the country showing up at protests at state capitals all across the nation that began and originated and instigated the protest against the lockdowns, against the mask mandates, against later on the vaccine mandates, put all of that into motion? What that did was, because it was the InfoWars model. It was people who were InfoWars fans who stayed connected to their local community, stayed organized in their local community, so they could quickly get active in their local community. And we need to continue to duplicate and replicate that model all across the country in populist-aligned constituencies and organizations in order to be able to maintain and sustain that. It's why the only reason why InfoWars is still here, not supposed to be here, is because of the audience keeping it afloat and alive by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting products that they already need and want at a cheaper price than they can get at its nearest competitor for comparable quality. But we need to replicate that continually and consistently, create communities of common interest that continue to organize in the old American revolutionary style, so that when Paul Revere comes riding through, enough people hear him so that they can take action to help change the world in the right way.
And I also think, you know, they say politics is Hollywood for ugly people. I may have butchered the phrase, but it goes a little something like that. You know, what I see happening, too, is look at the congressional baseball game. Democrats get beat 10-0, but it wasn't just the final score. I mean, they're losers. Like, they're awkward. They're ugly. They fumble around. They look like goblins and ghouls. Like, the Republicans need to embrace the optical battle here. Like, when political debates first started airing on television, people understood our candidate's got to look good. Like, he's got to look good. That's a major factor. I want to see it. I want to see, because you're already seeing it. Look at the Biden administration. Look at the Democrat Party. It's a bunch of ugly people. It's a bunch of weird-looking, old, decrepit-looking. The Republican Party needs to embrace a strong human man, a beautiful woman, and just start getting into the battle of optics again. I actually saw a lot of that last night. I think that that's kind of what's coming up in the Republican Party right now, too, because really it also just shows good and evil. The
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin infusion, Body Soul Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Boy, oh boy, I really don't understand anybody that likes big government. That's a mystery to me. Who wants a bigger government? Who wants more government intervention in their lives? Anyway, Pentagon wipes January 6 text from phones belonging to top military generals, court docs reveal. That's amazing because, now remember, the Democrats and the mainstream media were saying, Secret Service is covering something up. They deleted the texts. Now, I believe the official statement from Secret Service was just part of normal protocol to clear out these data from the phones. I don't know if that's true or not, but nonetheless, they attacked Secret Service. They said it was an act of terrorism for Secret Service to do this. Do you think the mainstream media will be saying the same thing about the military deleting January 6th text? Do you think that'll be a story, Bob?
Well, and the amazing thing about all of this is it's clear that the timing of this wasn't to cover up things people did on behalf of Trump, but to cover up things they were doing against Trump. You had
asked, so then it's okay.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, like, people should ask, if the Secret Service really deleted the text to that would embarrass Trump, and that's why they deleted the text, wouldn't the Capitol, wouldn't the January 6th Commission have run all over that and subpoenaed that right out of the gate? I mean, they subpoenaed everybody else, no demand.
Subpoenaed my mother.
Exactly. But
my poor innocent mother, you jerks. But you're going to pay, let me tell you, you're going to pay in hell for doing that to my mom. Good luck. She's a saint. You come after me, that's fine. Not my mom.
That's who they are. And yet they never subpoenaed until the very end when they knew the texts were gone. The Secret Service subpoenaed.
Oh, how convenient. Yes.
What it is, it's very simple. Anybody who studied it and looked at January 6th could recognize right away there were likely government informants, government infiltrators, government instigators. Aspects of QAnon movement had that tattooed all over it, that this was an algorithm that was really designed likely by a government source to try to manipulate information and emotions, to try to manipulate narratives, to try to get people to do things that were against their self-interest or the interest of the cause that they were campaigning for. And it was all part and parcel of it. Why has the government still not disclosed who QAnon is? Why has the government not turned over QAnon discovery to the January 6th defendants? Probably for the same reason the Defense Department was busy doing pulling a Hillary Clinton and doing delete, 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 delete. Because they have to, because the Defense Department is involved, the aspects of the police were involved, at the Capitol Police. Just look at some of the so-called heroes of the Capitol Police. They were all Trump haters. They showed up, you know, having F Trump t-shirts with Kathy Lee Griffin, who I'm busy suing for the Covington kids.
But you know, they would, if it was the reverse situation, they would never call a witness up that voted for Trump. They'd say, that's bias. But, oh, you wore an F Trump shirt? That's not bias. You get to be called as a witness.
Exactly. I mean, it's almost as much of a joke process as a certain trial that shall not be named and cannot be named is that's going on right now. So it's the same kind of process. They want to keep the exculpatory information out. They want to misinterpret and misportray and misperceive the information as inculpatory that really isn't. And it's all about government complicity and involvement with it. When I talked to Alex before January 6th, worrying about the possibility of it being used as an event to undermine the Trump cause, to undermine the cause of election integrity that's independent of and separate from Trump, I thought there could be no concern because the Capitol is the most well-guarded building in the world, especially on January 6th. Yet magically, Capitol Police disappeared. Magically, there were no National Guard outside the Capitol. Magically, no other means of security. The seventh floor of the FBI accidentally misrelayed the wrong information to the Capitol Police.
And by the way, we have the documents that Pelosi and Muriel Bowser both rejected Trump's request for 20,000 National Guard troops. They lied about that. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Pelosi caught deleting emails and text messages too?
She deleted things. I mean, there to date, we have not seen. So either she deleted them or destroyed them, or either way has not produced them.
But she's not been subpoenaed, so she can erase evidence, and that's okay.
Exactly. That's what happened. Same with Mitch McConnell. I remember that night talking to people who were organizing, talking to people in Congress about the challenge, because I was there to help organize and make presentations to members of Congress as needed about why constitutionally there is a right to challenge whether or not the election and the electors are constitutionally qualified electors from a constitutionally qualified election. And that goes beyond, you don't have to prove fraud for that. You just have to prove that somebody voted that wasn't constitutionally qualified, ballots were cast in a manner that were not constitutionally qualified, or the ballots were counted and canvassed in a way that was not constitutionally qualified. And in the context of the presidency, that's what the state legislature sets, not anybody else. Yet everybody was at the same question. Everybody was like, why is McConnell not worried about this? like, I mean, he's going to lose a lot of votes once the real issues are in front of him. A lot of people don't want to go against Trump publicly. Now we kind of know why. We know Pelosi and McConnell weren't worried because they had inside information about what was supposed to happen that day. They wanted it to happen that day. And even though public opinion polling shows the people who went in, even according to Harvard and other groups that did studies on it, said these people did not go in to obstruct the proceeding. They did not go in to insurrect anything. They didn't go in to cause a coup. It's just the opposite. They wanted to make sure Congress went through their constitutional duties and exercised their constitutional powers to make sure this election was a constitutionally conforming election. That's what they wanted to do in support of Trump. Not anything illicit or illegal, but they were able to misportray it and misperceive it that way solely and wholly because Capitol Police instigated some of the behavior.
That's the key. That is actually the key right there. And I was reviewing some of the footage actually this morning. I don't know why. It just popped up on my timeline. And so I was reviewing some of it. There is zero doubt that Democrats or feds or Antifa or whoever had their people on the front lines instigating police, had their people on the front lines instigating to go over the barriers. You had the Ray Epses of the world saying we're going into the Capitol. That element did exist, very small fringe element, most likely paid or promoted provocateurs to be there. But really, when you review the footage, even that was not that effective, because when they had their first Antifa groups or feds storming through the barriers, it wasn't like a big storm. It was still kind of very reserved, like people looking around like, I don't know if we should be doing this. And then, you know, the people in the black saying, come on, Ray Epps saying, come on. And then, okay, they march forward. Cops make another barrier. And then again, if you watch the overhead footage, the crowds of people are very reserved, actually. Like, there's like a 10-foot gap between the police line at the first when the Capitol gets breached. By the way, we weren't even there when this was going on. We were still at the Ellipse. And there's like a 10-foot gap between the police and the large group of people, because you can tell at that point they're not really sure what's going on. They're not really sure if they're supposed to be there, but there's a million people, so they just kind of get herded into this. And then you have people in black fighting with the police, and then everything kicks off. Police start lobbing grenades into the crowd. There was one guy that caught fire. I'd never seen this before. They hit him with like three grenades. Boom, he goes up in flames. And so now all of a sudden they're getting hit with grenades. They're getting hit with rubber bullets. They're like, what the heck is going on? And that's what really popped the whole thing off.
Yeah, and you see that. That's why they've been trying to hide the 10,000 plus hours of video footage the U.S. government has concerning January 6th.
Because, hey, you're allowed to do that. If that was going down against Antifa or BLM, the cops would be bad. But when they do it against Trump supporters, they're good.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, the hypocrisy has been over the top. I mean, the only place that may be worse than the District of Columbia in terms of jury pools, judicial bias, prosecutorial prejudice, maybe a certain county in Texas currently. But other than that, what you saw was a complete evisceration of certain principles of due process and discovery. Why? Because they can't let the full and whole truth out. Whenever you see any court, prosecutor, police, government public official hiding information and documentation from the court of public opinion, from the court of law, from a court of jurors, you know that that's because that information is exculpatory and counters their institutional and official narrative. If the 14,000 plus hours of various video footage from all over the Capitol that day helped their case, they would be releasing it, all of it, now.
Yep.
Instead, they're hiding it in mass, because if they told the truth, it would reveal a very different narrative, because it even goes further back. You know, what was supposed to happen that day is people who were coming from the Ellipse to come to the protest were to come to the protest across the other side of the Capitol,
where there was a stage for speakers.
Exactly. Instead, as they're coming down, they're being misdirected into the wrong place into the Capitol to create this compressed crowd.
With Ray Epps in the front.
Exactly, where they can't move, they can't get around, they can't get outside of it, they can't breach it, and all of a sudden they're being forced into January 6th. And that's why they got to delete all those.
Do you think there's any way for the Republicans or anybody to judo this?
If they're serious and sincere, they'll start doing it after January 6, 2023.
All right, Bob Barnes with us, another segment. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jones was right. List. He was right about this decades ago, specifically in response to the Patriot Act. FBI whistleblower leaks Bureau's domestic terrorism symbols guide on militia violent extremists, citing Ashley Babbitt. Leaked FBI list reveals Gadsden flags, Second Amendment, Revolutionary War imagery as domestic terrorism symbols. I remember... just going back, I wasn't watching Alex Jones at the time, but when I would watch older Alex Jones shows from post 9/11 in the coming weeks and then past the Patriot Act, he always said this is going to be used against the American people. It's going to be used to demonize American symbolism. Just totally proven.
Now, I don't know if this is the same FBI whistleblower that leaked the documents to the GOP about how the FBI was targeting conservatives and how the FBI was pressuring DAs and other investigators to label Trump supporters domestic terrorists. But this is right up the list. If it's not the same FBI whistleblower, it just adds more power, I think, to this information coming out that multiple people inside the FBI are trying to warn America. So, I mean, what is your response to this? So now if you have an American flag, a Gadsden flag, a Second Amendment logo or anything like that, the FBI considers you a domestic terrorist.
Well, there's two origins for this. The first is the PatCon FBI conspiracy to create a fake militia movement in the United States in the early 1990s to infiltrate and instigate violence as a pretext and a grounds to justify its surveillance and its budget in a post-Cold War era. They denied that existed. They claimed that they withheld the evidence during the Oklahoma City various trial proceedings. They withheld it from the public. It only got disclosed, I think, in 2008. They finally revealed, oh, yeah, we actually had a fake militia movement. What came out in the Whitmer trial recently? The FBI has recreated a fake militia movement they had people taking fake oaths to in order to instigate and originate and create crimes that didn't otherwise exist.
What's stunning about what you're talking about, and we need a master list, honestly. It might be out there, but there needs to be a master list. The majority of mass shooters had prior contact or the FBI was aware of them. Or there's been cases with, there was the Dallas shooter a couple years ago. You just mentioned the plot to kidnap the governor. Literally were FBI plots. It was literally 100% FBI agents that ran the whole thing. And then whoever was not a Fed that got caught up in it, they end up getting charged.
Oh, exactly. And yeah, if you go a little bit further and you go a little bit deeper and a little bit wider, you'll find there's another parallel to all of this, and it's called the so-called labeling of illegal tax protesters. This was the IRS chose to label people who raised questions about the legal scope of the income tax and its application to them as individuals, were it being secretly labeled ITP, illegal tax protesters, inside their internal IRS databases. And then they were being discriminated against, being targeted for audits, being discriminated against and denied their due process rights under the various due process laws that apply to the Taxpayer Bill of Rights passed in 1998, so on and so forth. From some litigation that I helped brought, that led to an end to that because of a clear due process violation. Remember, then go back to Lois Lerner creating a Tea Party and target list that actually originated out of targeting so-called tax protesters. Same deal, to use weaponize the IRS to go after people who are dissidents and are their political adversaries of the then Obama administration. Now look at what's happening. We're seeing a parallel of it again. We're seeing the FBI with whistleblowers reporting and disclosing that they're being encouraged to dummy up fake cases, not go out and investigate a crime that's reported, but go out and either create a crime by entrapping someone into doing a crime or simply relabel something a crime that it isn't solely in order to meet their performance metric, which require they identify a bunch of people as domestic terrorists who, in fact, are not actually domestic terrorists. And labeling political activists in that category as long as they're the political adversary of the Biden administration. You're going to see the same thing now happen at the IRS level. There's a reason the Biden budget has a bunch of money for a bunch of new IRS agents to go out and harass and harangue people. You can bet that they are going to be targeting the political dissidents, those who disagree with the Biden administration, those who question and contest the institutional narrative on any topic of importance to the Biden administration. So we're going to see what happened in the past come back to us in real live time.
You know, I want to be historically accurate in my description of the modern day Democrat Party, and I'm not the most well-researched historian, but I've learned a lot over the years. And where the Democrat Party is going right now, it really is. It has all the earmarks. It has all the trademarks of a totalitarian, authoritarian, oppressive, and eventually murderous regime. Everything that they're doing, the censorship of their opposition, the imprisonment of their opposition, the persecution of their opposition, the lies and the propaganda that they tell 24/7. Their attempts to steal and rig elections. I mean, I just see all of it. The false flags. I mean, Jussie Smollett. I mean, don't act like that wasn't a Democrat playing false flag to demonize Trump supporters. Come on, man. So where do you look at the Democrat Party right now as far as the history of evil on this planet is concerned? Because to me, they're like one or two clicks away from being as murderous and evil as some of the most evil, murderous groups this planet's ever seen.
I think the greater danger isn't just their politics and their policies, but it is their lack of competence and capabilities. That they could lead us bumbling and stumbling into another global war, and this time a global war with two nuclear powers in Russia and China. That, to me, is the most imminent existential threat that they present. Now, there's
like a Pelosi getting on a plane and going to Taiwan for a photo op?
Exactly. Like funding a neo-Nazi corrupt regime in Ukraine and trying to trigger Russia in every way possible to trigger a potential nuclear war with the greatest nuclear arsenal in the world.
By the way, the Biden administration announced $550 million for Ukraine 2 days ago. Today, they just announced another $185 billion.
Yeah. I mean, just the money is pouring in. And why get it's a deep state budget that's basically meant to come back to a lot of U.S.-connected politicians and enrich the Hunter Bidens of the world. The fact that we're continuing to funnel arms, dangerous arms, into a conflict that will only lead to escalation of that conflict creates undue and unnecessary risk. And we do this right on top of trying to do something in the Balkans. And just this earlier this week in Kosovo, which is what led to World War One, what got triggered there. So these people are so incompetent and so dangerous in their policies and their political preferences that they could lead us bumbling and stumbling unintentionally into global nuclear war. And that's if they don't screw up the planet with their various vaccines that are not really vaccines, that are portrayed as safe, that are not, and portrayed as effective, that are not. And we're seeing more and more accumulating injuries. How many doctors in Canada have to die? How many people have to continue to drop dead, celebrities, sports stars, for unexplained reasons? Literally, sudden adult death syndrome is somehow a thing now.
New thing, yeah.
I mean, it's called SAD. I mean, you couldn't make this up if you were like a dark version, a nihilistic version of Babylon B, you couldn't come up with these headlines. And yet that's what's happening. So between the public health arena and the foreign policy arena, that's where they pose the greatest risk of serious problems at a lasting level for the entire globe.
Isn't it surreal, though? I mean, it's so surreal to be witnessing all of this and I mean, to be kind of in the center of it in a way right here at InfoWars. I mean, I can't even believe it. Coming from somebody who really hasn't even been political or following news for maybe but 10 years now, I mean, it's just wild to think about the history that we're living, to think about the history we're witnessing. Men or women, men can get pregnant. I mean, total political persecution, just outright lies and propaganda from our government, from the mainstream media. I mean, it really is Twilight Zone science fiction level dystopia that we're entering, and you just hope, like, when is the awakening going to happen? I mean, we're still humans. We still have consciousness. We still can think critically. Like, when does the mass awakening happening, realizing where we're going right now if we don't reverse course quickly?
What we're seeing is sort of little episodic moments of some of the worst times in world history all happening at the same time, whether it's the eugenics movement of the early 20th century and World War One and the rise of Nazis and socialism and fascism and communism in the 1940s, whether it's seeing how the brutal South responded to the civil rights movement with weaponizing the legal system against dissidents and civil rights activists, whether it's the criminalization of political disagreement, which we've seen only sporadically in the history of the United States. We're seeing all of this happen at the same time. Why? It's not because they have great power. As Michael Malice said, the fact that you could have a guy wearing a buffalo hat be considered a scary insurrectionist in the middle of the Capitol, and that you have a dementia candidate like Joe Biden as president, is not a sign of the strength of the system, just as their retaliatory methods are not the sign of the strength. It's a sign of a despairing, dying system that knows it is at the end of its rope, because the mass public, the great awakening led to the great awakening, and the great awakening is going to revolutionize the world, but they're going to do everything imaginable to stop that from happening before it actually reaches critical mass. So that's why you're seeing such global risk being taken by the globalists in general, whether it's war, whether it's public health disasters, whether it's incompetent politicians. We will indeed live in interesting times, because we have people that are waking up to the reality of the world and trying to make a difference every way they can.
That's Bob Barnes. Great stuff as usual. Are you still going to be here tomorrow too?
Yes.
So there you go. He'll be back on with us tomorrow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, more news coverage up third hour of the Alex Jones Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.